You're about to hear the Daf Yomi on Masechet Chulin from Daf Cycle number 12 in the year Tovshin Ayin Aleph. It'll be followed by a rapid review enabling you to get a quick glimpse of the Daf, and then I'm going to replay you the Daf from the 11th cycle from the year 2004, which you might enjoy more because of a different ambience and different participants. Enjoy. Today's Daf in Masechet Nida, brought to you by Ben Chabot Yerushalayim, is Daf Nun Aleph. We're holding in the middle of the Daf at Omar Rava, Umayda Rabbi Yochanan. So yesterday we had learned that according to Rabbi Yochanan, the din is that things that had been planted originally for Behema, in order for them to be Makabel Tumah, it doesn't help for you to have a machshava while they're mechubar lekarka. So let's say you have olshin, which, by the way, is chicory. It's on the
chicory.
Was on the
coffee. So
yeah, it was on the tip of my tongue yesterday. Chicory. So olshin, he said that that would require a machshava after tulisha, but otherwise it doesn't register as human food if it was originally planted for behemoths, and because of that it wouldn't be makabel tuma. Taina is rava, even though that's true, lagabe the dinim of tuma v'taira, but when it comes to the question of whether it would be chayiv in maaser, over there it does help. So modern Rabbi Yochanan linyan maaser, that even if it was planted the chatila for behema, and then while it's attached to the ground, you had a machshava that it should be for Adam, over there, Rabbi Yochanan would be made at the machshavat chibur shma machshava, that legabe, that thing, it's considered to be for an Adam, because it has nothing to do with the question of it's being ro'ui, so to speak, for the Kabbalah Stuma issues. Omar Rava Mina, Minalana, you understand where we're going, because we did equate the two in the Mishnah. And that's, of course, why we're bringing up this entire thing here, as Rashi pointed out earlier. So Omar Rava Mina, Minala, I can prove this. Ditznan, we find that it's Mamish, a Mishnah that tells us, in Masrod, the Hasiya, the Haizov, the Koranit, Shebechatzer, Ima Yunishmarim, Chayavim. So these are things that grow on their own, and they're edible, and if they were in a chatzer, and they were nishmar, so then they'd be chayav in maaser. Now, I ask you, says Rava, what do you think we're talking about? Echidami. If we're talking about the lechatchila that was planted to eat, I need a Mishnah to tell me that something that's edible, that was planted, is chayav in maaser. Obviously it's chayav in maaser. It's chayav in maaser. El Olav, must be that the chiddush is that the original zriya was lebehima. And when it says nishmarim, what it means is nishmarim now for Adam. Meaning that it, originally I looked at it as, it's not so important, Mela. You know, the sheep would munch on it. But now I decide to watch it. That's what I decide to watch it, to eat it for myself. But it's still mechuber. It says over here, mechayovi. Omer Avashi, no. It may be talking about where they grew as weeds. And also, bechatzer shaluma aleim askina. The Kiddush over is like this. We could say that these minim siyais of Koranit are actually stomal adam kanya. They're human food. And memela, the point of the mission is not to address the food, it's to address the shmira, meaning, ima yunish marim, that is to say, betoch hachotzer. So it's not a place where anybody would come in which case it's not hefker. So therefore it doesn't have the ptur of hefker. It's not addressing it. It's saying very typically, these things sprout up on their own. So now you have to wonder. In your chutz, you go out and you pick some. You bring them into your house. The chayav mice or not? They just grew up on its own. So if a mice it would be hefker, it wouldn't be chayav mice. How would you know if it's hefker? It would depend whether the chutz was mishtamaret from people walking in. That's the point. Not to be related to the issue that we had before about the chutz that's considered to be a gezer that is similar to raw pnei abayin. Nothing to do with that issue.
And so, Michael Behema is Chayiv and Meiser?
No.
So, why aren't, by definition, when you're saying it's Chayiv and Meiser, you enumerated these three species, How can you be avoiding the issue that this is a Michael Behema?
It isn't. That's what he's saying. It's Stama Michael Adam. It's exactly what Rashi's saying. You thought that that's what it's about. He says it. Stama La Adam Kaine. That's exactly what he points out. What's it, Ravashi? I have a very serious underlying problem with the entire issue that Rava's bringing up. And that is, the Mishnah says, kosher chayavim b'maasrot, b'tamim tumat ochlim. So the Mishnah says that the two issues are interdependent. Rav is coming along and claiming that they're not interdependent, basically. Now, when it comes to a determination about whether such a thing is considered to be ma'achal adam, when the machshava to turn it into ma'achal adam was while it was connected, he says that they're completely different. For Meiser it helps, and for Tumah it doesn't help. In which case, we end up with something that is chayev in Meiser, but it's not considered to be ma'achal to be matamit to ma'achal, which is against the Mishnah. We have this exact case which violates the entire Mishnah. Oh, my Rav, come off it. Violates the Mishnah. The Mishnah's talking about species, not situations. This is a situation. There's a situation whereby you had this machshava to turn it into ma'achal adam after while it was b'chubar. And that isn't enough. Lagabe tuma. What's that have to do with what the Mishnah is saying? The Mishnah is talking about things. It's not talking about circumstances. I'm a rabbi of Kama called Minjachayav Bemaser, Matame Tumatok. Is it 100% correct? A species, not what it happened to be, the way that I planted it, my intent on planting it. By the way, I could prove that to you. You take a look at the continuation of this Mishnah, Kinami Mistabra, because the Mishnah continues in the Sefer, which is, of course, our next Mishnah. Kol Shechayav Bereshit HaGeis Chayav B'matanot. Yeh Shechayav B'matanot Vein Chayav Bereshit HaGeis. So there are some things that maybe would be chayav in matanot, but they don't have giza. But anything that has a giza that is chayav and it's a kosher animal, certainly chayav, it's roi l'chayayim v'keva. Now that's a perfectly normal statement, except for the fact that if an animal is treifa, so then it's chayav in reishis hageiz, but it's certainly not chayav in matanot, because it doesn't have anything usable to eat. So you're going to say, oh, see, I found a problem with the Mishnah. I mean, for heaven's sakes. Obviously, situations are not what we're talking about. Happened to be, it became a trait for New Mela. We're talking about species. The Imita, if you want to tell me that no, the Mishnah is a complete connection between the two, and this rule always applies. So how are you going to explain the fact that Aika Trefa, which is Chayev and Reshet HaGeis, but it's not Chayev and Matanas? So you see that we're talking about species. Ravina, not necessarily. Look, I'm not arguing about the assertion, but I'm just saying you cannot prove it from here, because it happens to be that there is a shita that says that a reshit hageiz is also poter if it's a trefa. So Amani Rabbi Shimoni, it's on Rabbi Shimon, poter ta trefa mi reshit hageiz. So Mamela, no raya from there. Rabbi Shimon Barash, okay, I'll bring you a raya, okay? Famous case. Guy's a smarty pants, and he decides that he's figured out how to poter himself from taking off matanes la'avyoni. So what does he do? His mafkir is Karen, the night before goes to sleep, it's midnight, nobody's around. Mafkir is Karen, wakes up early in the morning, and he says, oh, look at this, a lovely, beautiful Karen. I think I'll take it for myself. Right? So and then in the morning, his mafkir comes home, wakes up early in the morning, yishkim baboker, and now he harvests his grapes. So the din is, it doesn't help him. For peret, ololo, chikha, peya, all of those things, the Torah added an additional word, tazov. That extra laziva yatera means that this type of efker is not going to pot to you. But he is patur min ha-maaser. Because there it doesn't say the tazov yatera. And this is efker. So when it came to the other things with parrot and olot and so on, so we learn it out from the pasuk that adds la'ani, it's a la'geli aton la'amanayi, yeah? And adds the fact that it should say, once again, so therefore it's telling you, even though there's a general rule, it's marba, a semi-hefker like this. That extra pasuk doesn't apply, but to Meiser, it doesn't say such thing anywhere. Okay, now I ask you, says Rabbi Barash, what do you do about the fact that the Mishnah, which interrelates the two chiyuvim, right here in our parak, says, Kol shechayav v'peyach chayav v'masrot. I explained that. Here is a case where a guy was mafker's kerem, and it's chayav v'peyach, and it's potter from Isaac. So, elalav shmamina min katani. We're not talking about situations, circumstances where something or other happened. We're talking about in terms of the thing itself. The species qua species. Min katani. Shmamina. From here, for sure, we do see that that's the case. It's not natam. Modim Kakomim, the Rebbe Akiva. So the din over there was talking about what is the halak when someone is minamer, he turns his field into a tiger. Minamer, a tiger. Meaning he turns his field into a spotted field. How does he do that? He goes to the field, finds areas that have ripened, takes out that area, leaves something that is not quite right nearby. So looking at it from the top, it looks like it has spots.
A leopard.
Right. Spotted leopard, sorry. Tiger is it. So he's, I mean, the truth is, okay, the truth is, I mean, obviously it hasn't been spotted literally either. So
some yes, some no, some yes, some no.
Yeah, but meanwhile he's got like patches. So he turned his field into patchwork. That's important to put up. Now the question is, you take payah from each patch, or since this was all one field, so then you wait, you take payah on the whole thing. So this is a machloket between the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva. And it says over here that the Chachamim are made to Rabbi Akiva, that if lefatchila you plant things that are meant to be planted in patches, so even though we hold that turning a field into patches doesn't turn it into separate fields, but if initially it's a type of thing like shevet or chardal, so that's anise, mustard, and those are not planted as whole fields. They're used as spices, miyachid areas. So over there, if it's b'shnei b'shul shemekomot, there we're also made that each place is considered to be, for all intents and purposes, a different field. You know, tein peyam mikol achad v'yachad. Now, the problem is that shevet, it's not a problem yet. I just want to point out to you, this is a brilliant analysis, because what we've done until now is we've pointed out the interrelationship of sets in one particular category. What we're about to do is go into, if A is included in B and B is included in C, then so we're going to go through the way that the interrelationship of the various Mishnah. So it's really very cute. So, okay, so step number one is, you have to understand that what we've just shown from the fact that both the Chachamim and Rabbi Akiva agree that you need to take off Peah on Anis. They're just arguing about Menam Resaveh, but it's a given that you take off Peah from Shev. Okay? Now, once that's a given, then it's also a given, based on the Mishnah, that it has to be Chayev and Maisi. Because the Mishnah says, Kosher Chayev and Peah, Chayev and Maisi. Now, that leads us to the other interrelationship, because the Mishnah says anything that's chayev b'maiser is metami through masaychle. Okay, so furthermore, once it's chayev b'maiser, it's now metami through matochle. Okay, the conclusion, therefore, would be warranted to say that anything that is planted not to eat, you don't eat anise, you flavor things with it. So you see from here that kol mili david l'taima is metami through masaychle. So I can conclude from the fact that it's chayav and peah, it's chayav and meiser, if it's chayav and meiser, it's time to basarichlin, that proves QED. Okay. The problem is, and here's where we get to the problem of Ramini, hakoshet, vachimum, veroshe besamim, veatea, vachiltit, vapilpulit, and chalat haria, all of these things are spices, and they're not eaten on their own. Nikachim bekesev maaser, they can be purchased with money that had kedushat maaser on it, that you were mechalal on, but ein betamin tumat ochlin, div Rabbi Akiva. They are not mekabel tuma. Amala Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, how do you explain that? If they're foodstuff to be nikach bekesev maaser, then why are they not mekabel tumat ochlin? And if you hold their enan metamim, if they can't be mekabel tumat ochlin, then they can't be bought with keser maaser, because you're only allowed to be motziit on something that is shayach to eat. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, look, we had a vote in Bezdin and Nimna v'gomro she'eni kach v'keser. Uh-oh. They cannot be bought with keser maaser, and they're not metamim tumat ochlin, and I just proved from Shevet that they are metamim tumat ochlin, because they're chayav and meiser, since they're chayav and peah. So how do you explain this? Omer of Chista, Kitanya Yibe Shevet Asuya L'chamach. We're talking about over there Shevet that was specifically made for licorice. So over there, what are you eating? You're eating anise. You're saying, but it's mostly flour. If you knew there was flour, nobody would eat it. They don't eat it because they think they're eating licorice, basically. So all of a sudden it comes to Pesach, where, oh my God, this is 95% flour, right? But like this, you don't think of eating flour when you're eating licorice. So this is be'etzem, really a anise food. The Rambam understands kamach as meaning a post-meal dip that's meant to clean you out. So they actually chop up, and it's very sharp. The equivalent, bisman hazeh, which is very popular post-meal, is arak. Right? In other words, they make an alcoholic beverage out of shevet, drink it in order to clear your mouth and to feel good after the meal. So it's really the same thing that the Rambam is talking about. Kamach would be similar to dipping into anise, you know, the licorice dip. It's interesting to try one day.
They make oriental cookies with anise. It's a very common spread of cookie.
But it's just the flavor.
When you say I'm eating it because I want that flavor.
Yeah, I understand, but it's not the main. But over here, it's the main thing. I said this over to Rav Kana, that there's a difference between Shevet, that's a Suya L'Kamach, and I made it clear, if you take out the word Amar, it's that I said to him, that Lo Teima B'Shevet Asuya L'Kamach, the way it's said over is not really good. It's usually the person you say it to said it back to you, in which case the Girsa Amar would be correct. Don't say it that way, Shevet Asuya L'Kamach. Because really, because that would imply that what? That Stamas with Kedera. That the main use of Shevet is to flavor a cholent, let's say. The truth is, Stam Shevet, the Kamach Asuya, the main thing that you use anise for is Kamach. And you can see that clearly from this beautiful diak in the Mishnah, the Tanan. Hashevet misha natna tam b'kideira ein ba mishum truma ve'ena metamet tumasoch. When you take shevet and you leave it in the pot, all of its taste is absorbed by the pot. Once you have that, you have tasteless wood, and it's useless. You just throw it out because it takes out all of the flavor. So if you left it to boil, the flavor's gone, and at that point, there's no chiyuv of truma. Because it's just wood. And at that point, it's not Thomas to myself. What do you mean at that point? Mashma, that up until that point, it would be Chayav and Truma. It would be Matamit to myself. How could that be? If you're telling me, Isak, that Stomla Kedera, Kilonatna Nami, it would be Stomla Kedera. If you're telling me that the main point of Shevet is that it wouldn't be Chayiv. So then I don't understand what you're saying. It would never be Chayiv in Truma. Because this was Stam Shevet. It says Shevet. It starts with Shevet. Shevet means any Shevet. HaShevet, Mishin Adatam, V'Kedera, Imba Mishum. What do you mean? HaShevet, Stam Shevet, is Stam not Chayiv in Truma, because you said it's Avila L'Taima. So therefore it's clear for me that on the contrary, Stam Shevet is Chayiv in Truma. Which must mean that Stam Shevet, you're going to say your teretz, must be that Stam Shevet is Asuya L'Kamach. If you put some of that into a Kedera, so then it would still be Chayav and Truma until it loses its taste. But it's wrong to say that it's specifically Shevet that's Asuya L'Kamach, that's Chayav any Shevet, unless it's specifically grown, not for that purpose is Chayav in Maizr. Salalav Shmamina, Stoma L'Kamach Asuya Shmamina.
Does that apply to all of the spices as well?
No. Just that's what we're answering. That the other spices, Einachinan, should not be included. Kol Shechayav Bereshit Hagez, this is the continuation of the mission that we referred to earlier. Is Chayav B'Matanot? The Yesh Shechayav B'Matanot? Veno Chayav Bereshit Hagez. So this is what we discussed before. Obviously, there are any animal, whether it has wool or not, is chayav in the zroah l'chayayim v'keva. So there are many animals that you'd have to give zroah l'chayayim v'keva, but if you shear off its hair or its fur, zachayim v'rishzakit. Kol sheyeshlo biur, yeshlo shviit. If something has a chayav of biur, which means that when it's no longer available in the field, you have to make sure that you don't keep it during shmita. So then such a thing is also chayiv in Kedusha Shviyas. You're not allowed to do sales with it and so on and so forth. There are things that are chayiv in the Kedusha Shviyas, but they have no chayiv of biur. And those are things that are never really removed in nature completely from the field. So let's say, when we're talking about the connection here, gun alei aluf, shote, radandana, these things have shviyid. Says, what is that? That's like the Alei Aluf Shoteh, or the Alei of the Dandana. Over there is a Shviyas, and there is also a Biur. But there's another case in the same species, where there is a shvi'ah, so there's no biur. And what is that? Yesh yesh shvi'ah ve'en lo biur. That's the ikar lufashota, the ikar adandana. The roots are also edible, and the roots are never kolam and asada. Only the leaves are kolam and asada. So although both of them have shvi'ah, there are things that have shvi'ah but don't have biur. Dechtiv, where do we know this from? Because since the Torah says, what does that teach me? That kol zman, what's the comparison of a behemah and a chai? I mean, a behemah you're feeding in a barn. So that's the point. That kol zman shechaya ochelet min hasadeh, when the wild animals have access to this food out in the wild, so then you can feed your behemah in the barn. But the moment that a chaya doesn't have access to this food, so it's kol lechaya min hasadeh, it's also kol levem techa shebabayit, and you cannot keep it around. And these things, the ikra aluf, the ikra adandana, those things are never kolu. So ani lo kolu lehu.
Dr. Halakha Mishnah.
Kol shi yesh lo kaskeset yesh lo snapir. Anything that has scales has fins. But yesh yesh lo snapir, ven lo kaskeset. There are things that have fins, but obviously, many fish that do not have any scales. Koshi yesh lo karnayim, yesh lo tlafayim. But there's plenty of things that have tlafayim, ve'in lo karnayim. So like the chazir is the perfect example of something that has tlafayim, so, but it does not have, it has a foot, it has the classic break in the middle, so it has the hoof that's split. But only a ve'im and a chaya tahira have karnayim. So, kol shi yesh lo keskeset is a duck tahor. Yesh shi yesh lo snapir, but ain lo keskeset, that would be the classic example of a duck tamei. But what that means is, says the Mishnah, is that the snapir has no meaning. Because basically what you're saying is that anything that has the keskeset automatically has a snapir, in which case, if it does, so then the mifti, anana keskeset something. The bottom line is, we really have no use of snapirim at all, because even if I would find something that has kaskesin, I don't see if it has snapirim. It wouldn't matter to me, because I can rely on the kaskesin 100% of it has kaskesim, it also has snapirim. So then why did the Torah bother writing snapirim? Snapir de katav rachmana lamali. Because ilo katav rachmana snapir. If I wouldn't have written the snapir, I wouldn't have been sure. Maybe a kaskesin is a snapir. And afilu dag tamei. Therefore, it writes snapir, so I can understand that in conjunction with snapir, the kaskeset must be a reference to scales. Well, I understand. How do you know which one is which? Well, if you tell me, you're guessing at the meaning of the word. So now that it says snapir, so how do you know that the kaskeset means the armor, so to speak, that it's wearing? So I mean, no, the kaskeset is a levush. Oh, that's a pasuk. It says visiryon kaskasim hu levush. Shiryona min kaskasim ulavush. Speaking of where Barnea is going to dig, right, we're talking about Goliath's armor, and it's an armor of scales. What do they call that? Chain armor. Chain, yeah. So they're linked like little scales of the fish. It can move, and he was wearing a shiryon kaskasim, which means that. We know what it is. So we want to say that it says if you know what it is. So we're back to the question. So look, the Rachmana Kaskesef, oh boy, snapir. I understand what you're saying. Omer Rabbi Abba, you know what? You're right. We really do not need to know anything about snapirim. But the Torah wants us to know. Sometimes the Torah tells us things so that we should have the sense of the implication for what it's about. And doesn't necessarily mean it has to have halachic implications. Lemaisa. There's a very strange question that comes from this, which is the Torah being matir any creature, whether it's a fish by our standards or not a fish, that has kaskasim? Yeah. No, it has to be a sea creature.
No, okay. Sea creature.
Right, so it was a famous maisa in which they brought the Tosfos Yantev, this creature, and they brought it as a specimen, or a specimen that was dead, that had 4 feet, and that had kaskasim, and that didn't have a snapir. קסקס, כל שיש לו קסקסים, יש לו סנפים. So all kinds of major discussions, maybe it has snapperine, but the snapperine fall off. Right? It's like amazing, amazing questions. What do you do with the Mishnah? Kol shiyesh lo snapir, yesh lo kaskasis. L'maisa, that was Bogdan Avram got involved. Bogdan Avram, tiny, that's the Yagda Terviyad, you know. So the Yagda Terviyad is, this thing is poisonous. So L'maisa is not edible. So really, the Gemara could have said, we don't need to talk about things that aren't edible. The Yagda Terviyad here, that you should understand, anything that's edible is related in this fashion. L'maisa, the real teretz, l'chora, is from a diagram in the Rambam, that this is not a heter on any chayat hayam. It's only a heter on things that are shaped like fish. It's the digi hayam that we're being mata, not things with feet. So that l'maisa, that it's irrelevant.
Surisapas. Like surisapas.
Yeah. But the Torah calls the digi. There's a form.
You're going to be saying like the Rambam? The Lush on the Rambam?
Yeah. Yeah, so some of the Achronim are so medayik in the Rambam. L'maisa, however, it turns out that he was making a big mistake anyway. As he identifies the Latin name of what it is that was brought to him, as Stinkus Marinus. Stinkus Marinus. It was poisonous. L'maisa, the Stinkus Marinus, is the Stinkus Skinkus. Is its Latin name, which is a type of scape fish that it looks like a fish because it burrows through sand, but it's not a fish. It can't live in the water. Now, even though there are other creatures like that that live in the water, they don't have kaskasim. So it's not an aquatic creature at all, really. When they brought it, then it looked like an aquatic creature. Well, mice is not even an aquatic creature. It doesn't really live in the water. So it undulates in the sand, which is why people thought it was a kind of fish. And that's how it gets its prey. It comes out of the water. But it doesn't live in the water before. It's actually interesting that it was just last year that they discovered that it undulates, right, all the way through the sand. There's all kinds of like limudim from it about motion that they want to apply. So right now it's very popular to look,
right,
to look at nature and try to learn the best way to
all
get
kinds of things.
All kinds of things. Yeah, all amazing. Like that's the idea, is to use nature as the model. So they found out that this thing actually doesn't crawl through the sand. It sort of folds up and it wiggles its body, because the sand is just the consistency with the water that loosens the one sand from the other, that you can actually undulate through it. It's interesting, okay. But anyways, the whole thing was a toast me car. They told him that it's a water creature. It isn't a water creature. It doesn't have fins. It doesn't have armor, but they're not linked. It doesn't have the kaskasim in layers, snake. Go.
Doctor Hele Kemisha.
Kol ha'umra halachara. Whatever you need to make a bracha. After, for sure, requires a bracha lefanav. But there are some things that are ton a bracha lefanav, but they are not ton a bracha l'acharav. So what is that coming to include? What requires only a bracha rishena and not a bracha acharena? Says the Gemara, vegetables. Latuya yerek. What about according to Rabbi Yitzchak? We ask him like that, of course. Who's mevorek on yerek, borena fashot? No, we do, as we pass like Rabbi Yitzchak. So then what is the Mishnah coming to say? Mine. Now what about a quinter of papa, which is how we pass it? That we're mavarach even on mine. Borina fashot. Sorry. What is the Mishnah coming to include that doesn't require a bracha achreina? Latuya mitzvot. It means when after you do a mitzvah, you make a bracha. When you finish the mitzvah, you don't make another bracha. Before doing it. So it's chayav in a bracha rishena, not a bracha achreina. What about according to Eretz Yisrael, the minhag is that after they take off their tefillin, they make a bracha. The mevarchi bata the saliku tefillayim, asher kedushanu b'mitzvotav tzivanu lishmor chukav. So according to that, even mitzvahs you make a bracha liacharav. So then, what is it coming to include? It's coming to include reichani. It's coming to include smell. What's the svara for smell? Why wouldn't he? where Chazal not metakin a bracha achrayna. So Rashi says it's because it's hana'a mu'etet. Lamaisa, the svara that's brought, the Aruch HaShulchan discusses it, by this, by some of the other meforshim in the Megodim, is that, and it's brilliant, is that if there's nothing that lingers, there cannot be a bracha achrayna. So food lingers. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
So the mela on the once I've already had the minano, which I made the bracha rishayna. Exactly. So there's still the sense of having had that pleasure that remains with me. But reyach, the moment it's gone, it's only a memory. And a memory, you don't make a bracha.
Because it's literally.
It's beautiful because it's literally connected. Exactly.
Wow.
So, but there's another issue over here, and that is Taisvis brings the Rabbi Natam Shita. That the Bnei Ma'arova did not make the bracha of Lishmor Chukav on all mitzvahs. They only made it on tefillin because it says, V'shamarta ta chukah hazot miyamim yamima. That means the Torah viewed tefillin as a particular V'shamarta chukav. So in order to be mityaches to that mitzvah, they held that that was b'chayev a bracha. In which case, the Gemara could really have said, okay, fine, not tefillin tzitzis. Okay, says Rabbi Natan, you're right, the Gemara could have said that. But we want to look for classes of things better. So talking about, okay, mitzvahs. Or it's not mitzvahs, smell. But obviously, within the classes, we can also have found situations. So I knew I need a mitzvah to tell me such a thing, please. Any child knows that. And then it says, Ima Yunish Marim, meaning that you decided you're going to keep it for yourself. Even though it's Bechuper. Omer Vashi, no. Really, these minim are stomalodim kaime. What it's saying is that if they're nishmorim, meaning that the chatzah v'shameret peroteha, then they're chayiv. But if it's not nishmorim, it has a din of hefker, even though it's in your chatzah. Im laftur, most of Ravash. Kol shechayiv v'maasun betami tumat ochlin. If Rav is right, ha'ika hani tika chayiv v'maasun betami tumat ochlin. Oh my Rava, for heaven's sake, Sakikama, come min jihayev a maser metamit to masochne. How can I have a mistara? Take a look at the next Mishnah. Iktani sefa koshchayab bereshit ageiz. Chayab matanot. V'yesh chayab matanot v'chayab bereshit ageiz. If you're going to tell me we're including circumstances, how about where the animals are treifa? Where's the chayab bereshit ageiz and no chayab matanot? Om Ravina nun loved Afghan, maybe I'm on Rabbi Shimon. The Tzan Rabbi Shimon Potter, Tatra, Samarashit Agate. Om Ravina Barashite, I'll bring you right. Toshma. Hamafkirit Kamo, Ishkim Babokir, Bitsaro, Chayat, Beperet, Ololot, Shikropea, Upoturmina Maser. How could such a thing be? The Mishnah says, O Shechayav, Bepea, Chayav, Masro. So clearly, Shmamina, Minka, Tari, Shmamina. Tzan Hatam. Who says that if you're minamera sadeh, that you have to take separate pay, and they argue, but they're moda in a case where you're zareel chatchila shevet or chadal in different places. That they're for sure not taking pay before echadecha. Okay. Meanwhile, what does that show you? Shevet is chayim in pay. Now, since shevet is b'chuyim in pay, it's also chayim in maaseh. Now, since it's Chayav Maaser, it's Ritami to Mazochlin, by virtue of the next Mishnah, okay? So, Alma, call me the Avida Taima, Ritami to Mazochlin, because Shevet is only the time Avida. So, how do you explain the fact, Brahmini, Hakoshet, Vachimu, Varoshi, Vesomim, Vatia, Hakilti, Tapilpun, Chalat Haria, Arikoch, because of my Swim, Ritami to Mazochlin, the Rabbi Akiva. Amal, Rabbi Yochanan, and Nuria, you gotta make up your mind. Indikoch, so then you can't use B'ayi the Kechim because of Maaser. On Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, we were Nimnu v'Gamru, that indeed they're not considered to be food. And any Kechim because of Maaser, and they're also not Matami to Mesochim. Oh, said Rabbi Chista, no. We're talking about Shevet that's Chayiv and Maaser. That's referring to Shevet Asuya L'Kamach. Om Rav Ashi, Amrit L'Shmaita, Kamehra of Kahana, Lo Tema B'Shevet Asuya L'Kamar, which would imply that a Stam L'Kedera, Stam Shevet is a Kamar Asuya. And I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah, that's not. A Shevet, Mishin, it's not Tam B'Kedera, Ein Ba Mishum Truma V'Ein Matam B'Tum HaSofra. Okay, what does that tell you? That Atshalon, not Tam B'Kedera, then it would have a chiyuv of truma. It would be matam to masochin. Aye, it's talking about stam shevet here. These are gadaitach stam lekedera. So then, even if it wasn't nata, it would also have not been chayav because it's stam lekedera. And lav shmami not stam lekamar hasuya. And therefore, you have to be mavatal at stam before it loses the chiyuv of truma shmami non. Kosher chayav reshit hakeis chayav matanot. Yesh chayav matanot veino chayav reshit hakeis. Kosher yesh lo biyur yesh lo shvi'it. Yesh yesh lo shvi'it veino lo biyur. Okay, so what is kosher yesh lo biyur yesh lo shvi'it? Ale alu fashote adan vena. What is yesh yesh lo shvi'it veino lo biyur? Ikar alu fashote ikar adan vena. What's the svar of dichtiv? Ulevem techa uvalach urak. ולבהם תרחה ולחיה אשר בארצך את יקב פברתה לרחול תיקשת אז תקו זמן שחיה אוכלת מן השדה ואין אתה מאכיל לבהם תרחה בבית ואת המומן קלה לחיה מן השדה that's it you've got to go and קלה לבהם תרחה שבבית but these עיקר are never lost to the field they stay underground ואני לא חלו לבו קוש יש לו כסכסת יש לו סנפיר יש לו ספיר ואין לו כסכסת קוש יש לו קרניים יש לו טלפיים יש לו טלפיים ואין לו קרניים so קוש יש לו כסכסת okay that's the doctor that's יש לו ספיר but if אין לו כסכסת then it's a doctor me so I understand so אין לו כסכסת סמכינה we don't need a snapier so why did Torah even talk about a snapier Lomalu, because you look at the snapir. I mean, a mic has kesset. The chtiv must be the snapir. In which case, we would have been matter even a dark time. Katavakon a snapir, and now we know what the kesset is. How do you know now? What tells you? Hashtivakon a snapir, the kesset. How do you know which one is which? We know the kesset levushin. Well, it says Shiryon Kaskasim Lavush. No, so then you do know. So then let's talk about a Kaskasim Lavush. It's not there. Back to where we started. Om Rabbi Abba, the Kintanah of Rabbi Shmuel, Yadil Taravi Atir. Kol Atom Brach Alecharav, Tom Brach Alefanav. Yesh, Tom Brach Alefanav, Ain Tom Brach Alecharav. Latu Yemai, Latu Yer. What about when Rabbi Yitzchak before Achayer? Latuyamai, what about according to Papa? Who's Bavarach Amai? Latuyamai. Latuyam Mitzvah, what about according to Bnei Marov? The Bavarach Ribat of the Saliku to Vilay, Asher Kitchen Ritzav Tzivano, Lishmor Chuka. What about according to them? Latuyamai. Latuyam Rechani.
That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
When they play the day of the
night,
I think
it's all day of the year. Rabbi Shai. Today's daf is daf Nun Aleph, and we're holding all the way in the middle of the daf. Omar Rav. Umoida, Rabbi Yochanan, Linyan Maaser, the Machshevet Chibur Shema Machshava. Even though yesterday we began the whole sugya. Really, by talking about whether someone who had a machshava, b'shas, something was mechuber ala adama, whether that would be considered to be a machshavas eichlin, to give it a din of a machshava that now it's ro'i l'adam, we're not. Rav Yochanan said you have to have your machshava to make it a food for adam, like something that was made originally ulshin for behema, only after it was already harvested. We compared this to the din of Machshava Michayim, say on an oath. But comes along Rav and says that's a unique halacha when it comes to Tumah. But Rabbi Yochanan is made that if someone is growing something and now decides to grow it La'odah, such as the case of Urshin, that as far as Meiser was concerned, that even though originally had it been made, the behemah had been grown specifically, the behemah wouldn't have been chayav Meiser, but now that he changed his mind and he decided to grow it for Adam, it will be chayav Meiser, even though the machshava was while it was mechubur lekarka, because the halach of chibur lekarka is something that prevents the dinim of tumah from being negea. Something that's mechubur lekarka is not shayach to tumah. In fact, it's possible to remove tumah by planting. Shekem, when it comes to maestras, that's part of the inyan that's mechayev the maestra. Therefore, the machshava will work even where it's mechubur la'adama. Omar Rabba Mina Minala. How can I prove to you that there's no question that when something is mechuber, you can still have a machsheves echlin la'odam on it, l'gabi maiser? Seems to me it's a beferish mishnah in maisers. That's not. Hasi'a v'ha'ezov v'ha'koranit shebechatzer im ayunish marim chayavi. So someone who has planted now these spices, at least that's what we think of him, he's planted the spices, and they're in his chatzah. So if they're nishmar, meaning that we think at this point that that means that they were meant for food stuff, for human food stuff, then they're chayav nice. Now I ask you, says Rava, how do you understand this? What do you hold it's talking about? Where they were initially planted for human consumption, I don't understand. So then, what's the point of telling me? Obviously, I planted something; it's for human consumption. It's a food. You're telling me it's chayav ma'aser. That's a chiddush in this. Of course, it's chayav ma'aser. Ella, it's gotta be. Ella loved the zarinu mitchila behima. Point over here is: originally, this was planted for animals to eat. Now, it says in the Mishnah, the Katani, Ima Yunish Marim. In other words, if you changed your mind now and you started watching it, and you said, you know what, this looks like it's going to be really good, let me take good care of it and make sure that we can eat it La'adam. So at that point, it's Chayavim. In other words, you changed your mind in the middle of its growth, and you hold it's Chayav and Meiser, even though it doesn't require a Machshava after it was already picked. You see from here, obviously, no, Rav Yochanan is not going to argue in the Beferish Mishnah. So you see from here that when it comes to Meiser and Machshava B'Shas Chibur, it's considered to be a valid Machshava to turn it into a human foodstuff. Om Ravashi, it's not a good rhyme. Because all of your assumptions about the what the words mean are wrong. First of all, nobody planted it. That was your first wrong assumption. It's not that it was planted for behema, and now you change your mind for Adam. It grew. It's talking about seeds fell in the chatzah. And the plants came up wild. Now, the shaila is, stama liyodam kaime. These things normally, they grow wild. They're human food. Therefore, they should be chayav and meiser. The only thing is, you're not chayav and meiser. It's something that stam grows min a hefker. So if this is a chotzer, we send to the chotzer. Remember, what says the chotzer? Chotzer could be somebody's backyard that all the kids in the neighborhood walk through. Doesn't have a fence around it. What the Mishnah means is, imoya nishmar, meaning, if this is a chotzer in which the peres are nishmorim, so there's a fence around the chotzer, so then it's chayav ma'aser. It has nothing to do with law, with what you think it has to do. The nishma means it's a adam, and originally it was a behema, and nechte ketat. We're not referring to the food being nishma, we're referring to the chotzer being nishma. So, antikoma, ima chotzer mishameret peyotea chayovim, because that's always a need for meiser, that it has to be nishma. That was part of the list. Vimlaf, peturim, if not, and it doesn't fit the normal halakas of meiser, then which you need nishma. What's Ravashi? Ravashi actually asks now against Rava, who is convinced that a machshava b'shas chibur is considered to be a machshava for meiser. He asks him from the following: We said before like this, that kol shechayomim b'maisrins is metamik to myself, right? That was one of our rules that we thought the kayotzibo. Anything that's chayav b'maisr is also metamik to myself by definition. Now, if your assumption, Rava, is correct in Rabbi Yochanan, then the Mishnah breaks down. Why? Because in Isa, if you are right, then you can have a case where you have a machshava that something is called eichlin. Say the case of the ulshi. The machshava is called eichlin, makes it called eichlin, and it becomes chayav b'maisa. But is it metamik to mas eichlin? No, because you didn't have a machshava after you picked it. But the Mishnah says there's no such case. The Mishnah says, by definition, anything which is chayav b'maisa is going to be makabel tuma. Ha! So according to you, Rabbi Yochanan would be contradicting the Mishnah. So obviously Rabbi Yochanan does not agree that a makshava b'shas chibur is good legabi meiser, and only legabi tumah it's not good, because that's a contradiction to a b'fer shemish. Amar Rava, said Rava, your question is based on understanding that the Mishnah is a statement about a case. Mishnah's not talking about a case. Mishnah's talking about a species. The Mishnah is saying, we could come up maybe with many cases in which, in a particular case, because of the way you set up the case, and it turns out that Tumah is not Mekabel, but Meiser Tzchayev, new Mela. All the Mishnah is trying to say that any species of food, which would be Chayev and Meiser, is by definition a species that would be Mekabel Tumah. Lamaisa, I mean, you have the other requirements. What are you going to tell me? It's chayav b'maaser even though it never got wet, but it won't be makabel tumah until it gets wet. That's going to be a kasha. Understand? We're talking about species, obviously. So hakikama, kol min shechayav b'maaser metamei tumah zechlin. A species is chayav. Hakinami mistava. I mean, look, I'm not trying. Stop drawing your cup over here. Take a look at the Mishnah. As it continues. This is basically one long Mishnah of Kayotzebo that we've split up here in order to give the purish of the Gemara in each one. Take a look at the seif of this Mishnah. What does it say? Kol shechayav b'reshit hages, chayav b'matanot. So anything, any animal which has a fleece will also, and therefore there's a din of reshit hages on it, a sheep, is also going to be chayav in zroa l'chayayim v'keva, v'shecht it, to give it to a kohen. V'yeh shechayav b'matanot. It's also possible to have an animal that you'd have to give the zroa l'chayav a keva, for instance a cow, doesn't have any fleece, so there's no din of reishis hages. V'ein chayav im reishis hages. Now, I could ask you, if we're talking about a case-by-case basis rather than a species, how about if the animal's a treifa? A treifa is chayav reishis hages, and it's not chayav matanis. So you'll say, so it's a contradiction to the Mishnah. The Mishnah wasn't talking about a particular case where an animal is a treifa. So mamela, its leg was cut off, menakuvalama. No. So therefore, if you take off its fleece, you won't have to give to the kohen. You'll still have to give to the kohen a piece. But if you shecht it, it's not a kosher animal. So you don't give the matanis, as well as chayav gave it to the kohen. That's not a contradiction to the Mishnah. Clearly, we're only talking about a type of animal. Ravina said, Ravina, not that. Look, I mean, I'm not disagreeing that logically you may be right, but don't bring me a raya from that case, because there is indeed a mandi omar. You don't know that the Mishnah is not going out leave that mandi omar. The Mishnah may be going out leave the Rabbi Shimon, who holds that enochinami that a treifa is potter for reishis hages. It's all done in Rabbi Shimon. The Tzlan Rabbi Shimon potter the treifa in reishis hages. In which case, this would not be a violation of the Mishnah, even if it wasn't talking about species. That's no kash. Over Pshimi Barashi Toshma. Let's take a look and bring a raya that the Mishnah is talking about minim. It says like this: Hamatkirat Karmovi Shkimba Bokiru Batsra. Somebody goes, yes, he comes up with a good chab. He'll be mafkir his vineyard. And then, late at night, nobody knows that he was mafkir. Wakes up the next morning. He says, "Well, looky, looky. Here's a vineyard that's hefker. Why don't I just take it and make it my own?" So he goes into what was yesterday his vineyard, goes now into his vineyard, and he does the betzira, and he figures, boy, am I a smarty. Now I don't have to take off any of the matanais, it was all hefker. So I found it. So now I don't have to waste all my money on the poor. The betzira is the collection of the grapes. So he's chayev nonetheless. He'll have to leave the peret, and he'll have to leave the oilalois, and he'll have to leave the shikra, and he'll have to leave the peah. That he's not going to get away with. However, he will be potter from meiser. Now, the nafka mina is that the Torah uses a lashon of tazov twice when it comes to the peah and the oilalois and the peret and the shikra, not by meiser. From that extra tazov, we learn out that if you didn't mafkir it in a way in which it was hefker to everybody to take it, so on, that then you would still be chayev.
Have you mafkir it?
If it was truly hefker, you're not chayev, but this isn't hefker. A hefker gomer is indeed potter. But a hefker which is not really open to anybody else to take except you, the tazav, the extra tazav in the Torah covers that. Now, if we are not dealing with species, and we're dealing with particular cases, here you have a case in which you have something which is chayev bepeah, and it's potter from Isis. And yet, the Mishnah says, kol shechayev bepeah, chayev b'maisers. How are you going to explain that? Because Meiser doesn't have a Tazav Yisera. So for Meiser, the technical Hefker is sufficient to potter from Meiser. And this was technically Hefker.
For
Meiser, it's the same. So what are you going to do with the Mishnah? Contradiction to the Mishnah. So well, you're going to say that there's a Machloikis over here. Surprise him. No. Obviously, our Mishnayos here that are following the pattern of Kayotzebo are referring to species and are not referring to cases. That's clear. And being as that's clear, don't come what you're asking on Rava from. Rava is giving you a simple halacha. Rabbi Yochanan holds that a Makshava b'shas chibul karkas mechayev and meiser, even though it's not matami tumas erchlim. And that's obviously not a contradiction to the Mishnah. Because that's a case. We're not talking about cases. We're talking about species.
Is that for all the
Kiyotzibos? All the Kiyotzibos. It's not Hassan. How about this interesting case over here? Meidach HaChomim, the Rebbe Akiva. The question was like this. Sometimes a person will go into a field and sort the things that are already available, cut them, harvest them, and leave over the parts that could use another day of growing and so on. He's in a rush. That's called minamer sadeyu, because he's making it spotted, like a leopard. Shaila is, if someone is minamer sadeyu, does the part that is left, that is no longer contiguous, is each one now a separate field? Or do you still leave pay at the end on the whole field? So the separate harvests now considered to be separate fields or not? Now we have a machlokus over there between the Chachomim and Rabbi Akiva. Now we're coming in the middle over here. Meidim Chachomim to Rabbi Akiva. Chachomim related to Rabbi Akiva. Even though we argue on Rabbi Akiva, who says that any menamer sadeyu has to give peah from each one separately, because the blank spots, the parts that you were kaitzer in between, create now separate sadeis. Even though we hold normally you give one peah from the whole thing, we're made that on things that you don't usually make as entire fields, say you have certain spices. These spices, you have little patches to make a spice. If you planted shevet, or you planted chardal, v'shnayim v'shlosha mikomot, then we don't say that now the fact that they're all within one area makes it one field. There we made it to you that each piece is a separate field, because that's the derech of planting them. Neighborhood.
Yeah.
Svarnea's neighborhood.
Right. The patches of chardal all over the place. I quoted this mission. You see it here.
Very nice. The Hashevet. Now the problem is like this. Let's see what this implies. This Shevet, clearly therefore now, is Mechuyev and Peya. Because that's what we're talking about over here. Do you need to leave Peya? It's taken for granted. Shevet has Peya. That's what it says over here. Now, by virtue of the Mishnah in our Perek, we said Kol Shechayev B'Peya Chayev B'Mais. Correct? Okay. So now we know that it's also Mechayev B'Maiser. It's non Kol Shechayev B'Peya Chayev B'Maiser. Now, being as we now know that it's Chayev B'Maiser, we also have a Mishnah that says that anything that's Chayev B'Maiser is Mechamik U'Mezerchim. I'm just following through the logic now with our parak here. So mida chayev b'maiser, according to the Mishnah, it's also b'tamik u'mezochlin. Which means to me that even things like shevet, which lamais are not foodstuffs, they are spices. Okay, so that shows you that kol midli davi l'taima is b'tamik u'mezochlin. Something which was made only for a spice, and is not edible in and of itself, is nonetheless b'tamei tumas ochlin. Da'i sheves l'taima avida, because certainly sheves is made for taste. Now, here's my problem. Rami, my problem is from the Mishnah Uktzeh. There it says hakoshet v'achimun v'roshi b'somin v'atia v'achiltit v'apilpulin v'chalat charia. All of these spices are nikachim the kesev maaser ve'in metamim to mesoch divrei Rabbi Akiva. So first of all, it says over there that you can use kesev maaser for these things, which means that they have a din of eichlin, but they're not metamim to mesochlin. I would assume they're not metamim to mesochlin because they are not foodstuffs, they're spices. You can't eat them on their own. Amar lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this is a continuation of the same mission. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says to Rabbi Akiva, does that make sense? Im nikachin bekesev maaser, if they mine metami to maaser, look, you're only allowed to buy with kesev maaser that you brought from your maaser sheni in a foodstuff. Because the Torah says, beferish v'natata kesev v'achalta. So you're supposed to buy kol asher tava nafshecha and eat it. So if you hold that this is eating, so let me pnei ma'ayin metamei to mezeichlin. I said foodstuffs, if they're called eichlin, they're mekabel to mezeichlin. And if you hold that they're not called eichlin, v'imeina metamei to mezeichlin, so then how do you allow yourself to buy it with kesev maaser? I, the Torah said, v'achalta, l'tmei Hashem elokecha. So then in the afim, lo yilkechu the kesev maaser, you have to make up your mind. You can't have it being eichlin l'gabei maaser, and not being eichlin l'gabei tuma. Therefore concludes Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Omer Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, this by the way is an insertion here from a Brice, it's not in the Mishnah, Nimnu v'gomru she'en nikachim v'kesev maaser, v'en metamei tuma ser. Bottom line is, they're not eichlin for either issue. Can't use it, can't use v'kesev maaser, and it's not metamei tuma ser. But in any event, it says over here clearly, that foodstuffs that are only spices are not b'tamei tumas eichlin. So what happened to the logic? We went A equals B equals C equals D. And now something, what's our mistake? We knew it was chayev peyah. It's chayev peyah, it's chayev meiser. It's chayev meiser, it's chayev, and it's mekabel tumas eichlin. Sheves, therefore is Matamei to Mezecha, which implies anything like Shevetz, which is a spice, and Matamei to Mezecha. Where did I go wrong? I mean, you'll be here and you're going to be doing and Rabbi Akiva made it, but it's not Matamei to Mezecha. Omer of Chista, Ki Tanya Hi, B'Shevetz Ha'asuya L'Chamach. We're not talking about regular Shevetz. At least that's what we think it means now. We're talking about Shevetz that is made for dip. Dip. They used to have a dip, a kutach dip, right? And this kutach dip, the main ingredient of kutach is Shevetz, besides the cheese, the milk. The whole flavor of it is Shevetz. I think Shevetz at the time is what we call shamir. It's dill. So that's what they ate as their main food. You can't call that just for flavor. If you'd be putting it into a pot, you'd say it's for flavor. Yeah, it was actually eaten. It was eaten in a dip with the bread. So over there, you don't call that a stam of flavoring. It's the main ingredient. It becomes now a foodstuff. And therefore, it's metame to mezorchon. But don't learn from there to include all of these other things that they're also going to be metame to mezorchon. A special case. Omer of Ashi.
And the Chardal is the equivalent
of Chardal. Chardal is so powerful. Powerful.
It's powerful. It's the main flavor.
Something else. Omer of Ashi. Amrita l'shvaitze kameda Rav Kahana. I said this over to Rav Kahana. He's explained to me the way you're saying it isn't right. Look, Tima b'shedes ha'suya l'chamok. The way you said it was, this is special Shevetz because it's made to use for kuta. In other words, you're implying that if it isn't for that particular purpose, a stama, you're growing Shevetz, then that Shevetz would be used l'kidera, is what you're saying. And that's not true. Stam Shevetz for kama chasuya. The normal reason for growing Shevetz is to grow it, to put into kama. I'll bring you a raya. The Tznan says in the Mishnah that Hashevis Mishnah not tam bekedera in b'mishum truma v'ena matamet u'mesaychlin. Here it says once you put Shevis into a pot, and now it's given out all of its flavoring. So it's nothing now. It's like a stick. You're going to say your chayat truma and meiser and u'mesaychlin on a stick. It's a stick. Before that flavor, now it has no flavor. But the mashmaut is that before you put it into the pot, that it was chayav. That's you saying. Ha'at shaloi nosa tam b'kedera. Yesh po mishum truma. U'matamet u'masarchlin. So if you're telling me that the only Shevet that's matamet u'masarchlin is Shevet that's grown particularly to put into kamo, so how do you explain this Mishnah? Even before you put it into the pot, it wasn't chayav to u'masarchlin. Yisar k'baitov. The way you said it, that stoma likidera, that if it's not specially grown for the kama, that it's meant to go into the kidera, so that even kilonat nanami, even if you didn't put it into the pot yet, but then it would still be potter because it was stoma likidera, elalav shemamina, stoma is not likidera, but stoma is actually likama chasuya, shemamina. Therefore you should adjust the way that you said it. You should say, Shine Shevet Dilikama Chasuya. What we're saying over here is that anything which is not in and of itself an ingredient, but it's just a flavoring, is potter. That's what Barnea was saying. That's you make the main ingredient is the actual mustard seed. In a dip. Mustard is a dip. But in a chinami, in a kidera, you just put a little bit in a kidera.
So the pepper is always.
That's right. The chor is always.
Saying
bracha is on.
It's a
No, it's a different thing. There's a question of consumption. Are you eating anything? Gum is not roi l'achila. Charles, is there anything on it to, huh? Well, we don't have a bracha on taste. We only have a bracha on eating. The next clause of our Kayotzebo, which we already discussed now in the Sugya, is anything that's chayav and reishit hagez, any animal that has a fleece that is chayav and reishit hagez, if you shecht it, you're chayav to give the Israel the chayayim v'keva to the kohen. Obviously, there's plenty of animals that don't have fleece. It could be chayev if you shech them, but there's roi l'chayim v'keva. But if you insist on shaving your goat, then you're not going to be chayev in reishis hagez. Kol sheyesh lo bi'ur, yesh lo shvi'it. Now, anything which has a zman of bi'ur, the way we paskin, the Rambam is the only one who holds a zman of bi'ur, is literally a zman of bi'ur. Means that when this particular plant is no longer available in the field, and it was cut up until this time because of shvias, it now has to be destroyed, like bir chometz. But everybody argues on the Rambam. They say bir means hefker. It means getting it out of your house. So at that point where it's no longer available to the public, it has to be taken out of your home. And then by definition, such a thing has kedusha shvias to it. So yeshlo shvias. There are things that have Kedusha Shvias, but don't have Biur. And those would be things that are never really going to disappear. Let's say many of the rooted vegetables that are roots, they don't disappear from the field. They never have a time of Biur. What do we mean? Kugon. Aleha luf ha-shoteh v'adnad nizah. If you take a look at the luf ha-shoteh, or the nadnaza, the leaves, those leaves, they have shvias, right? And they have biur. But there's also yesh yesh shvias vein lo biur, that would be the same plant, but the root of the plant, which is also edible. So the ikar haluf hashoteh, the ikar nadnaza, that never disappears. Since the whole mocker for biur is that teaches us that kol zman shechayal chelet ben asadeh atam ma'achil v'hem techav abayit. It has to be the same for the behema as it is for the wandering chayot in your land. So if a chayah could come in and eat it, then your behema eats it in your barn. But at the time that the chayah can't get it from the sadeh, you can no longer feed it to your behema. Vahani lo kalulu, the ikar haluf, or the ikar hadnadada, doesn't disappear. So the chaya can always find it. If the chaya can always find it, it doesn't have biur by definition. Kol sheyesh lo kaskeset, yesh lo snapir. V'yesh yesh lo snapir, v'en lo kaskeset. Any fish which has scales has fins. But there are fish that have fins that don't have scales. Kol sheyesh lo karnayim yesh lo tlafayim. V'yesh yesh lo tlafayim v'en lo karnayim. Furthermore, wherever you have an animal that has horns, it by definition has a parsa, a split hoof, you know, with the nail, the tlafayim. There are some animals that have tlafayim. We know the chazir is a good example, but has no karnayim. Sheep? Yesh lo tlafayim. What do you mean? Why would sheep not have karnayim?
The ram.
Yeah. Kol sheyesh lo kaskeset. So what are you saying? If it has a kaskeset, then by definition, yesh lo sabinos, you're saying it's a doctor. Yeshno snapir me'en lo kaskeset is a daktame. So it boils down to the fact that we have only one siman for darkin. I always thought you need snapir v'kaskeset. Lamaisi, you're telling me, actually only need kaskeset. So if you go into a store and you find a piece of fish, you don't know what it has on its back, whether it has fins or not. Piece of fish that has scales up. The Mishnah says it's kosher. So why did the Torah tell me anything about fins? Did it just tell me the practicalities? As soon as I see the scales, I have a kosher fish. So then if that's true, michte, anana kaskeset samchina. If lamaisa, the only thing that I need to know about is the kaskasim. So snapir the kasavachman alama, why do I need bichlal to even know about fins? Don't talk about fins. No. How do I know what a kaskeset is? I know what a kaskeset is in context of snapirim. So, but if it wouldn't have said that, the Islam would have said kaskeset. I would have said maybe kaskeset means a fin, in which case even a dark tamei would be kosher. But to make it very clear. I don't understand what you're saying. So now that the Torah says it, how do I know which one is which? And you're telling me, now that it says snapir, I now know that it was kaskeset. How do I now know? So hashta the kaskeset when it's snapir for kaskeset. How do I know that the kaskeset is the lavusha? That's the thing that covers its body? I mean, because it's a pasuk. It says, v'siryon kaskesimu lavush. And that's a type of armor, right? Scaled armor, which allows you to move about easily. Yeah, but I mean, meanwhile, it's quite clear that the kaskasim are scales. We're going to understand. So if that's the case, back to our original question. If that's the case, then anyway, you're telling me I know what the word means. Either I know what the word means or I don't know what the word means. If I don't know what the word means, it doesn't help me to tell me. Now, snapir, how do I know? Now that you mentioned snapir, how do I suddenly define kaskeset? Ella, the pshat is because I know what the word is. Okay, so if that's the case, why can't I just have that without snapir? That's my original question. Answers the Gemara. Amr Rabbi Abu, v'chein tana Rabbi Shmuel, yagdil to Rabbi Yadir. Which means you don't really need to know snapir, but the Torah wants you to know that lamaisa, the fact is that every kosher fish will have a snapir. Lamaisa, I believe the correct explanation, there's some of the achronim speak it out, but I mean, linear that it's borrowed, that the Torah is telling you, not just simonim, the Torah is telling you the facts. In other words, you're thinking about what to look at. And we're thinking about what makes it kosher. The mice of the fish is kosher because it has snapir v'kaskeset. Now you're telling me, but do I need to know that? You don't need to know that. Because it'll always have a snapir. However, if you want to know what the Torah is saying, you want to understand what the kashrus means, the kashrus, you want to turn that off, please. The kashrus is a result of snapir v'kaskeset. Wait. Not so fast. Not so fast. We're talking about Akhil Torah and Hagin. Right, so it's in the same way, let's say we have the Parsha of the Yirani Dachas, according to those old, it never happened, or Ben Serum, or for Yagdil Torah and Hagin. To tell me the realities, psychological realities, and what things you have to look out for, and so on and so forth. It could be it never happened. But then certainly, the Torah of Adir doesn't mean just to play games with halachas. It's a limud. So, okay, this is one way of understanding it. Lemaisa, there are shitas among the Rishonim who say that it isn't really true in an absolute sense that that's not pure, this klal. Kosher Yeshua Kaskeses Yeshua Snapir. It's just that it is so low benimtza to find anything else that it'll never be negeya, which became a whole big shaila in the Middle Ages. There was this whole maisa of the stanilus marina. You heard about this? Yeah. there was a fish that they found.
The
Me'oras brings it also. Yeah, there is a famous, famous mice that they presented to Rabbonim fish.
Didn't
talk, but it had feet. So it was a Yitzur Yami that had feet. No kas, no snapurim. I suppose if you have feet, you don't really need snapurim. And it had kaskasim. This became a big scandal. What's Pshat, the Mishnah says, and so on and so forth. So Lamaisa, I mean, there were a few approaches, but that's where I started quoting the Shittas of the Perle, the Ritva is mashma, that it's not an absolute, it's just that it's not in the gear. But the thing was that it's a completely poisonous fish. Right? So that even that they used to use it, the chemists used to use it, like we use Botox today. No, because it would use the venom. It was a very big thing once upon a time to figure out various usages you could make for venom. And if you remember, there was a guy in Baltimore who was like a big bookie in snake venom. All of his research slides were put in the attic in the yeshiva, and we as kids used to go up to look at all the different venom uses of the snakes. But in any event, so somebody came up with a chop that maybe the pshat is that the pshat, you really don't need to know this in it. Because the only fish which would be different is deadly poisonous. You won't eat it anyway. So that's the terevaladir. That was the kasha. What do we need to know it for? What do you mean, what do you need to know it for? Because there's a fish that doesn't... Yeah, but that fish is poisonous. So it's still what you need to know it for. Oh, that's the terevaladir.
Even though you wouldn't...
It's a cute thing. Lamaisa, the correct answer, Lechera, is that when we're talking about dogim, we do not mean things with feet. It was the nature of the gay hayam. It's specifically dogim that we're not saying any bria that has kaskasim has necessarily the flippers. We're saying that if it's a fish and this is the one, then it's going to have fins. But if it's not called a fish, it's some type of Yitzura Yam that walks around in the Yam. It's a sure, it's a Yam.
It was classified now as a fish, I'm asking. Scientifically, it was
classified. Oh, I don't know. I mean, you mean, did it breathe? Did it have gills? I assume it had gills. But that has nothing, to do with the halacha.
We lost somebody other than what the dog is.
No, a dog is a thing that swims in the sea, not that walks in the sea.
Not crabs.
I'm saying it's Loshon HaTorah, but not the scientific.
It's the Loshon HaTorah. I don't know Loshon HaTorah. Loshon HaTorah, this is a dog. I mean, we don't care whether it's a mammal or whether it's a fish, as far as we're concerned.
A whale is a fish.
There's a fish in the Torah. We care about things that have flippers and that move around in the water and that... And that's their world. This thing is a yitzur that, you know, can walk underwater, but it's clearly not a fish. The fun not negato. Might as well talk about that. An anteater. Oh, it has kaskasim. Where's its flippers?
Aardvark,
I mean.
Also
anteater.
Also
anteater.
Have you crabs them with their feet?
They walk.
Right?
You can see them on
land.
In terms of the fish?
Yeah.
The way I explained it. Hagdotorvalader means that there's an actual connection. This is the way the Shalah understands it, but I always took it for granted that's what it means. Is that there's a connection between the Snapir v'Kaskeset and the Heter Achila. It's not only a simin biyama. He said it has to do with this fact. When we talk about a malagair, I think people take that for granted, that a malagair is not just a sign of a kosher animal. It happens to be coincidentally that kosher animals are malagair. But then malagair is part of what it takes to make an animal kosher. Mm-hmm. The same thing over here, a snapir is what it takes to make a fish kosher.
So
Mimela, I tell it to you, because not only... The Torah is not simply a guidebook to knowing, here's your guidebook to kosher animals. I'm trying to also teach you about life. So it's like the Torah
of Lander. But if you don't find the
You don't need it for a simon, you don't need it. For your simon, practically, to know that that the fish is kosher, if you find the scales on the fish, it's perfectly okay. Kol ha-ta'un b'raka la-acharav, ta'un b'raka lefanav. If something needs a bracha achreina, then its zikr requires a bracha rishayna. However, yesh, there are things sh'ta'un b'raka lefanav, v'ein ta'un b'raka la-acharav. There are things, however, that do not require a bracha achreina. They only require a bracha rishayna. So now, what is this referring to? So first the Gemara says, L'chera, what it's referring to is Yerek. Lassim, Lassim, Yerek. But what about according to Yitzchak, who holds that you make a bracha on a Yerek afterwards? So like we do. So what would it mean? Yeah, it would mean water. And what about according to Rav Papa, who holds you make even a very nefashis off after water? So then what would the Mishnah be referring to? Lasiyamai? Lasiyam mitzvahs. You don't make a bracha achreina after doing a mitzvah. So you see there are things in which you can have a bracha rishayna, not a bracha achreina. Really? What about according to the B'nai Ma'arova, people in Eretz Yisrael, the mevorach yibosu desaliku tefilayu, after they take off their tefillin, they say a bracha. Asher kedeshanu b'tzvesov etzivonu lishmor chukav. Why lishmor chukav? Because it says, v'shamartem es hachukazos miyamim yamima. So only during the day, they darshan. And Lila's loves them on tefillin. So you have to be shomer the chukei hatorah to take off your tefillin when it's coming nighttime. So in other words, not every time they took off their tefillin. But that is actually machlokas rishonim. I don't understand what they did to B'nai Ma'arov. But most understand that it was in order to be mekayim miyamim yamima. So memela they said a bracha l'shmor chukav, because this is v'shamartem es hachukazos l'moyada, right? The problem is, by the way, just before I say the problem, is very interesting. I'm sure you've seen many people have a minig to start taking off their tefillin in Uvalatzion. Yeah. No, there's people who start unwrapping their tefillin in Uvalatzion. Where does that come from? Because it says in Uvalatzion, Lishmor Chukav Olam Hazeh. So as a remez to the Yerushalmi, there was a minhag, since we don't say the mitzvah, Lishmor Chukav, but the bracha, so when we say at least those words, we should at least begin taking off our tefillin to be yotzei to the Yerushalmi. Which everybody is, but for Maisa, it's the middle of the day. If it's only a kiyum of yomim yomim, then they would only make this bracha at night. But the problem is, are we talking about minim, or are we talking about, in other words, are we talking about a min of bracha? Are we talking about?
In the Mishnah.
Yeah, because, I mean, if this is unique to tefillin, so you could say the bracha on other mitzvahs. Just like by food, we were talking about, so drinking water. And if you don't know the Rav Papa, so here's a case where you have a chiyuv of bracha rishayna, no bracha achreina. Fine, so tzitzis. Tzitzis, you have a bracha rishayna, you don't have a bracha achreina. So what would be the problem? Ulivnei ma'arav. So what livnei ma'arav? So some learn, enefinami mikayach asudya, that it wasn't because of dafke yamim yamima. It was be'emes begeder a bracha achreina, and it would be made on any mitzvah, not dafkan tefillin.
Any mitzvah,
because otherwise the sugya is very difficult, no? Okay. But l'maisa, the Rabbeinu Tam over here says it was dafka adin in tefillin, and this is why it was because of the v'shamarta. So v'shamarta is a lashon of chiyuv.
And I never knew why you had to wait till after the Uvalatzion, but this answers it. Because you're finished with the Rashi, so it's the end of the Rashi.
What about the Rabbeinu Tam?
Maybe.
And And then Olam Haba, he'll be the original.
Okay. But Lamaisa, if you don't say this pshat, then you're going to have to say that the Gemara could have answered now. Okay, other mitzvahs. Yeah, other mitzvahs. I say, you know, that's what Tosfos says. That's what Rabbi Yonatan says. The truth is, the Mishnah, we could have at this point answered the Mishnah by saying, okay, we're talking about other mitzvahs. Except the Gemara already wanted to show that there's a whole other class of various things. Yeah, because of Kaddish. That's the real reason that we wait till after. Because you want to have your tefillin on for the Kaddish. That's your tefillah of that's the end of the tefillah.
Yes,
Tiskabel is the end of the tefillah. So much it's the end of the tefillah you don't need a minyan anymore for.
After all, it's him.
Yeah.
There's also a minimum.
Before Olin, what after Olin? After Ubal Etzion. No, it's not Svan Ashken. Yeah.
Well, the Mishpor says that to hold them on to the Kaddish after Olin, they can put in Svan Ashken.
Yeah, but what's the difference?
Yeah, but I thought there was something you need to put the Kaddish after Olin, but
Kaddish was?
It's not a before and after, it's just a tikkun.
You could say there's never any after.
There is an after when you wake up in the morning, the first Friday.
That's not an after, that's a before.
Some people hold the first one after, then Erev Na'af is the Torah from before, with the one with the first Friday is the Torah to start the day, and Erev Na'af is for the previous Friday.
Okay. So answers the Gemara, Enochinami, it would be Lasiya Mai Lasiya Rechani. So you don't make a bracha chreiner after smell. This is actually, it's interesting. Rashi Tain is the reason that we don't make a bracha chreiner after smell, is because it's Hanamu Etas.
Wow.
So they weren't Misakin or Brok on Hanamu Etas. But the Achrayim have a very interesting approach in the Nesekel and the Shulchan Aruch, that the reason that you can't make a Brok Achrayna on Reichanim is because the same reason that you can't make a Brok Achrayna on food after 72 minutes. There's
no residue
in the Reichanim. The moment you take the Reichanim away, there's nothing left. So there's no kesher of the Brok to the Achila. In which case, The B'nai Ma'arava would be making the bracha while they're still wearing their tefillin. The bracha would be to take off my tefillin, which is why his pshat doesn't really.
Well, why bust it to sleep with
him? Kabbalah Satira. That's what it means when we're ready to take it off.
It's not really true. When they take the smell away, I mean, it lingers for a long time.
Then you're still smelling.
You can walk into the room and.
Then you could tell you're still smelling. But anyway, but the tain on that is. Sign on that is that if that's the case, it's not different, because that would be true about Eichlin also. If you tell me that. It's not that I don't have it. It's a shvacha tainu.
It's another case. It's another case which is relevant to our tea. If the tea is so hot that you can't drink it at once, and you sip it slowly,
right,
there's no bracha on it.
Right, but that's because he didn't drink a sheer bisha. That's this far.
Same with
the
one who needs to leave early should not take off the tefillin before that
passing. That's it. Shemoshu kecha b'lamazeh. That's shemoshu kecha. That's this bracha.
So this is our sneak preview for bracha.
Okay, Rabbi, so, well, we're finally caught up in the backwards way. This is like an Isha Taya that's Chazer. Now the Taya is Chazer.
Rabbi Krieger suggested that since the became the Siyum Hashnaf Yomi, maybe we should have a
Siyum Meshutaf.
All the
Daf Yomis in the old city.
It's
a very nice idea. Very geschmack, I don't know. What's your opinion? Nice idea?
I don't know. Where? What? When? I mean, there goes the barbecue.
Bring your own barbecue.
Well, what was the plan? Was
I just thought we—I mean, we didn't have a plan, but it, I mean, I just thought we—you know—we should do something,
special. Yeah? A barbecue.
Well, no, afterwards,
have barbecue.
Yeah, each one will go to have a barbecue.
Could be more rowdy.
But where would we make a barbecue?
I don't know. Get that far.
First of all,
it's a nice idea.
Yeah,
your roof.
Maybe in March. Or somebody's roof. My roof. Maybe not the ideal roof.
Right. We
may have snow on the day. Okay, let's think it over. It's an interesting plan.
But we did give Shvat as a break.
So how did it happen? We gave Shvat as a break. What happened?
Because Rosh Chodesh came and went, and Barnea wasn't here, and the Tzibur.
Well, we have an extra auto to make up for that.
So that's what I want to say. He's doing 100 shekels. 100 shekels this week instead of 50 shekels. That's what I meant.